Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Lansing and Delta Township. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. On March 7, 2011, the spot price of gold closed in U.S. markets at $1,434, up 429% for the past 10 years. Silver settled March 7 at $35.86, an enormous rise of 695% in the past decade. In just the past year, the price of gold is up more than 27%, while silver has soared 107%. During the past decade, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up about 3%, and the NASDAQ and Standard & Poor's Index have declined. This kind of result is drawing more interest to gold and silver. With such a dramatic track record for gold and silver, it is fair to ask if it is too late to buy gold and silver. In my judgment, the answer is no. Gold and silver prices peaked in January 1980, with gold at $850 and silver over $50. Factoring in inflation, the price of gold now would need to be well over $2,200 to match the 1980 peak, while silver's price would need to exceed $84. Even at today's apparent high prices, gold and silver are trading at a fraction of their inflation-adjusted 1980 peak levels. There tend to be three waves of asset buyers. First are those who got in on the ground floor. Usually, they had to do their own research, as few analysts covered the particular asset. The second wave of buyers includes those whose interest is sparked by a rising price and a favorable track record. If you purchased gold and silver in the last few years, you are part of this group. Rising price charts draw attention. More analysts start following the asset, of which some will downplay future prospects. For example, there is one widely quoted so-called expert who has predicted lower gold ever since the price reached $700. During the second wave of demand, there will be many people who consider buying this asset but never get around to it. Some listen to the naysayers. Over the years, I've heard a lot of different excuses from people who knew better but just didn't take action. The third wave of buyers jump in when prices have risen so far that the asset captures the general public's fancy. Barbers, taxi drivers, hairdressers, and shoeshiners all plug the asset as the sure thing that is going to the moon. Buyers tend to do much less due diligence, almost panicking to make their purchases right now. When demand for an asset has reached the stage where almost every potential buyer has made their purchase, that is when prices reach their peak. This is the time to be a seller instead of a buyer. The staff at my company observed this frenzied buying behavior in January 1980 as gold and silver prices peaked. What we are seeing in customer demeanor today is a long way from the public behavior of 31 years ago. So, just from a buyer psychology perspective, gold and silver prices have a long way to rise. There are also a huge number of supply, demand, and inventory reasons to expect much higher prices in the coming months and years, which I detail in other commentaries. It doesn't matter what prices were in years past. Focus on where prices are headed in the future. I believe I'm being conservative and expecting gold and silver prices to at least double or triple in the next few years. That is why, in my judgment, I don't think it is too late to buy gold and silver today. That's it for now. Tune in again next week for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Thank you for listening.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.